Tonight, Vermont Green Football Club takes on Lionsbridge FC in the midst of the longest playoff run in their history. The Burlington-based semi-pro soccer team played the opening match of the tournament last Friday. It was a big night for the team and fans alike, especially the Green Mountain Bohois, a supporters group for the club. Vermont Public's Burgess Brown spent the evening in the stands with the group.
Virtue Field is buzzing, and we're still 2 hours from kickoff. In the south end of the stands, the Green Mountain Bohois are setting the stage for a raucous evening.
This whole section is kind of like a stand-up, cheer it out, get along with the chants.
Sarah LaRush has been a member of the group since the Green's inaugural season, 4 years ago. She and the rest of the crew are gathering drums and flags and hanging large banners across the railing at the front of the stands.
The energy that we bring and the feeling of looking into the stands and seeing just a sea of spectators and fans just giving it up for your play, I think it has a huge impact on how they play and how they perform.
And the players have been performing really well. They're undefeated this season. But nothing is certain in the playoffs. So tonight, Tyler Litwin says part of the responsibility of the group is to get the rest of the stadium on their feet.
We're here to be the loudest, arguably most obnoxious people in the room, which sort of sets the high bar, and then it's easy to be like 50% as embarrassing and still be involved, so yeah.
Tyler founded the supporters group, and as a bit of a joke, they called themselves the Green Mountain Bohois, a melding of the Revolutionary War militia and the nickname of a Scottish soccer team. Tyler's on drum duty tonight. Mike Popovich is manning the megaphone.
Somebody had to take up the mantle, and I have the loudest mouth.
Meanwhile, Terry Thompson is testing out some banter by shouting at opposing players about their cookie preferences.
Are you a snickerdoodle kind of guy?
We do. No. We do have some gentle heckling.
Chocolate chip?
We're very family friendly.
He likes Oreos!
The stands are packed as 2,500 fans cram into the metal bleachers. Tickets for this match against the Hudson Valley Hammers sold out in less than 4 minutes. The match is underway, and the Green Mountain Bohois rip through their repertoire of chants. This section is equal parts spectating and party. The on-field action isn't quite as exciting. The first half ends without a goal for either side. But Sarah LaRush isn't worried.
The second half is kind of like our bread and butter because they are scoring on this end. I feel like they feel a lot more of the vibe and the encouragement and just like energy that we bring.
The second half does not start according to plan. The Hudson Valley Hammers score a screamer in the opening minutes. But the Bohois keep the energy up in the stands, and just a few minutes later, the Green are awarded a penalty kick. Arnaud Tataveen steps up, the crowd goes silent, and he buries it. With the Bohois in full voice, the momentum swings in the Green's favor. Tataveen finds the net two more times in the next 10 minutes to put the Hammers on the ropes. One more goal in the 90th minute seals the deal on this come-from-behind playoff victory. The players sprint straight across the field and hop in the stands to join the Bohois in celebration.
I don't want to sound like I was not worried, but I wasn't, honestly. Like, I feel like we are a second-half team. Like, they just go for it.
Victory over the Hammers saw the Green advance to the next round of the playoffs. They took on FC Motown of New Jersey in front of another sold-out crowd. And once again buoyed by the Bohois, they won. The Green continue their playoff run at Virtue Field tonight at 7. For Vermont Public, I'm Burgess Brown.